This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last night, for those keeping track, that's more than the at Patriots, at Dallas Cowboys, or the Washington Pro Football Club. Why are they trolling, first of all, the Patriots, the Cowboys, and the Redskins? Of course, they did the move where they didn't say the Redskins team name. But I want to support the Vegas Golden Knights.
I do not. That's enough.
Well, now I don't.
Yeah.
But you're a new team. I have no issue with you. Nate Schmidt is a likable guy who I loved when he was a Capital. You're run by a former GM of mine, George McPhee. You're harmless. You're on the West Coast. You're in a cool city. I thought about going out there and watching a game. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm out. The Nate Schmidt thing was already a bridge too far. You stole Nate Schmidt from me. I like Nate Schmidt. That was my thing. I'm the one who liked him, and you can't just take him away from me. That's not cool, George. The other thing was, like, you only hired first-time coaches and then got mad when people asked you about that. That was annoying. But this whole social media thing where you're, A, keeping track of preseason games, Larry Michael approves. B, you're doing the Washington Football Club thing. Like, just if the amount of settle-down, the amount of settle-down needs to stop.
You're clearly trolling.
The censored version
by
of Hell of the Redskins.
Football Club.
Censored version.
I just don't understand why. Like, everyone needs to be so cute on social media as a team now. You see what the Ravens did last night and had to delete away.
That was weird.
This is
man.
A wacky.
This, what are you doing?
The Ravens posted a tweet last night. It was a picture of the Queen.
Yep.
Because they're going to London. And she had Ravens face paint, like the beak and bird, all over her face, and they posted it on Twitter, and then immediately took it down, but of course everyone
because
had already grabbed it.
It looked terrible. So if Tweet Maravich, a prolific Photoshopper, well-known in these halls, had like an intern and it was their first day, that's something that they would have done. Like, it just did. It was beneath people that are good at that. It looked really weird. It was cheap and superimposed and like didn't fit. It was just dumb. And then they took it down really, really quickly. I like good social media bits as much as the next person. And I like going, that's really funny. Nice job by you guys. Whatever, right? We can go back and forth. 0 for 2 on those respective ones.
Let me hit on something I wanted to bring up with the New England Patriots. I got a question I'm going to ask you about this, but let me set this up first.
All right.
NFL.com story. When the Patriots took the field defensively on Sunday against New Orleans, Malcolm Butler started on the sideline. Did you know this?
No.
Malcolm Butler struggled in the preseason and then didn't play well in week one. So he began week two on the bench, surprised to many of his teammates and to everybody watching. Cornerback Eric Rowe took over the first team gig over Malcolm Butler,
man,
who has been one of the better corners in football over the last couple seasons. Butler, as they point out on NFL.com, had a bad preseason. Bill Belichick wasn't happy with him in week one. Quote from Belichick, "Well, look, we're into a new season, so I don't think anybody's performance this season is really where it needs to be or where it will be," Belichick said, according to transcripts. "We all need to do a better job, players, coaches, all of us across the board. Hopefully, we'll all continue to get better during the course of the year. That's why we practice and meet and come in here and work hard, so hopefully we'll be able to improve." But Belichick took the tact of, essentially, I don't care about what this guy's done the last couple years.
Right.
He had a bad preseason and a bad week one.
The expectation is the expectation. Remember, they made an example of him a couple times.
They have.
He didn't come to OTAs on time once. And so they bumped his butt down the right after being the Super Bowl hero.
Right.
They bumped his butt down then, too.
You always get the same words from Belichick as his assistants. They're always on the same page. So Matt Patricia said, "It's all about this year. I think what things have gone down in the past don't really matter to us. We're trying to get better for this year, and the guys that are out there in the positions are where we think they need to be right now currently and to help us with that particular week." So certainly with Eric Rowe involved, having a full offseason OTAs training camp and doing a good job for us from that standpoint, I think all the guys that go out there and play have earned some time on the field, whatever that is, depending on how the game is going, kind of just plays itself out. But here's my point. The Patriots benched one of their best players based on a bad preseason and a bad first week.
Yeah.
You do not see other teams doing this. And my question is Bill Belichick able to do this because it's New England and because they are that good and because basically you can do whatever you want because you are owed until the end of time by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, a lifetime pass.
Or are they New England and he's that successful and they're that good as a program because he does this? Because I think it's not the second one. I think it's the first one.
Ooh.
You can't. Bill Belichick can't take over a program. He can't go run, pick any team you want to, whether it's a competitive team, Minnesota, or a terrible team, the Jets. And he can't take them over and run them this week and bench the best player after a bad preseason and a bad week one. Because you don't have enough talent. You can't plug guys in that are good. And those messages don't resonate the same way. This is a culture that you've established and built over years. Like, I'd love to say, I wish Jay Gruden did this. I wish the Redskins had this kind of culture. But I don't think you get to just act as if in this regard. You don't get to sit Josh Norman if he has three bad games in a row and just play Fabian Moreau. But the Patriots do it. Should other teams do it? I think that that's really interesting.
So half of it, they can do it because they're the Patriots. In other words, you could, and again, they've done this to Malcolm Butler. I'm sure they've done it to other guys. I don't follow them day to day in terms of, you know, consuming everything that's written about them. So I'm sure they maybe, I missed this, that they did it to someone else. But they can do this because they're the Patriots. They can also do it and get away with it because they're the Patriots. In other words, you're right. Bill Belichick couldn't walk down to name your organization. I mean, a couple, maybe in Pittsburgh he could do it, but and just start benching guys that are really good. A, they'll have someone waiting in the wings that's part of their system and coached up really well by their assistants, McDaniels, Matt Patricia, and company. But the other part is because this culture is so good, they can afford to make themselves slightly worse for a short amount of time to prove a larger point. They keep in mind, we're not that far removed from a couple years ago where the local media up there was ravenous and wanted them to move on to Jimmy Garoppolo because Brady was struggling early in the season.
Yeah.
They allow themselves knowing that they'll be able to make it up, knowing that they're going to struggle in September. I say this every year. If you're going to get them, you better get them in the first 4 weeks. After that, it's a good night. They're going to kick your butt.
It's a good point on Brady and how he was viewed after that Chiefs game where they got blown out, that he was done. And I remind myself of that all the time when I see people after every throw saying, oh, told you, you can't pay Cousins. Like, Joe Flacco has Super Bowl championship, and he's a Jag, but he's still answering questions about can you win with Joe Flacco. He's already won one title as a quarterback for the Ravens. I don't think he's any good, but he won a championship. He still has questions. Peyton Manning had won a title and was arguably the greatest quarterback ever, and late in his career, people are going, yeah, but he's just not clutch, man. You can't. He's not going to help you in the playoffs. Okay, I guess. Eli Manning. Giants fans are furious with him. Multi-time champion, 4,000-yard quarterback a year, terrible offense, line and everything around him. Bad scheme right now with Ben McAdoo. They can't get anything right. And it's his fault. That's just the quarterback position. And I remind myself that with Cousins. But it is amazing to me. The Patriots just seem to have different rules than everyone else. But I always wonder, and just from a sports standpoint, as someone who reads and studies a lot of sport and football, I would be fascinated to see if another team just acted like the Patriots, if it would work or not. I guarantee you it wouldn't. I'm convinced that it wouldn't.
Because you don't get to be them without a huge amount of success.
Correct. And it just takes so much time. It's like the example I'll give you is, and I've used this analogy in the past, I started writing a column as a young kid and like the freelance star in Fredericksburg. And they're like, hey, do you want to write a sports piece every week in the newspaper? And I shouldn't have been doing it. I'm a kid. I can't write whatever. But I would read columns from Michael Wilbon or Tony Kornheiser and these guys. And that was the style that I see. Well, they break every rule in the books. If you got hired by the Washington Post today and the first column you turned in read like it was a Kornheiser or a Wilbon column,
they'd go, get out of here,
they'd
kid.
Say, you can't write that well, dude. Because it's their voice. It's their style. It's these weird asides. It's this luxury that they have. Similarly on the radio. If the first radio show you and I ever did was a Mike and Mike impression, which, by the way, is whatever you think it is, but was a very successful program.
Yeah, sure.
No one would care about that. Or you can't be the Junkies. You do it for 20 years. You get known for certain things. You don't have the same rules as someone in day one. The Patriots have spent years perfecting this culture that now allows you to bench a guy and send the right message and to play Eric Rowe for a few drives, and it works out. Agreed. I don't know that other teams get
they've,
to do
they've
that.
Built up that credibility with an incredible amount of unprecedented success and stability.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There are a couple teams, again, that could do something similar. Pittsburgh will do it. I mean, the best player on their team is Antonio Brown. Last year, he did that social media thing where he was live on whatever it was. Was it Snapchat, Instagram Live, Facebook Live, whatever it was, right?
Facebook Live in the locker room, I think.
And so Tomlin can be like, I'll suspend your butt. Pittsburgh can get away with that. Whereas in Dallas, you see right now, Jerry Jones is going, well, Ezekiel, a lot of people didn't hustle. So Ezekiel's fine. We love him. And I'm gonna hold Roger Goodell's payment hostage until he exonerates Ezekiel from all the wrongdoing he did.
Let's get you a Redskins stock report next on Grant and Danny. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. Hey, guys, it's Grant Paulson from my buddy Jerry Mannix. Mannix Heating and Cooling, team that you see around town. You may not know it. Look for their orange trucks. They are the best in the business. Clean and respectful when they come to your home. They'll fix whatever problems, heating and cooling, you've got. Jerry's on team Get Things Done. Pricing's competitive with everyone else. No one competes with their high quality of work. You cannot miss them driving all around in those orange trucks. You'll see the numbers, but I'm going to give them to you in 1 second, so jot them down. Jerry Mannix. Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating Systems are the technology they're using to improve people's lives, like my dad's. Fixed a room that was a terrible temperature all the time. Now that technology seeks out spots in his room that are warmer or cooler than they should be, dispense air, uses an electronic remote. It's just an awesome situation. Call up Jerry Mannix. Use Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling technology through Jerry and fix the room in your house you can't sleep in because it's too warm or too cold. 703-777-9211. That's the number. 703-777-9211 or go to MannixHVAC.com. MannixHVAC.com. Tell them Grant sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.